it is true that we'll be boasting of improvement in GDP, but we may not do that for the exchange rate, may not also do that for interest rate, even though we have seen reduction of policy rates from 26%, that has not significantly reflected in lending rate within the country, and that means that people are still borrowing at a high cost. Some of these benefits that we're talking about from economic management have not translated into the expectation of people. We have seen prices of goods and services across the board gone up significantly. Radio stations and TV stations have gone to market, and it is very clear that things have gone up. Bill has not as tariffs have not gone down, fuel prices have not gone down, transport fares have actually gone up. And what it means is that those things have become erosion into the take-home pay of many Ghanaian workers. And for that matter, the Ghanaian worker will not say that he's better off a year ago. I think we are becoming worse and worse off because GDP alone is not enough to count that the economy is in better shape.
Is there any way you as an economist can advise for a turnaround run of the economy?
Well, I think politicians who are managing the economy to be able to assess the state of the economy with respect to the promises they give to the people and with respect to the expectation of the people. People were not expecting that they would just hear that GDP has gone up or the economy has been stable because inflation continued to go down. Citizens were expecting that they will be buying goods and services at the cheaper or stable prices. They were expecting that they will be buying fuel at a lower cost. They were expecting that transport fare would be stable or will be reduced. They are expecting that they will have access to jobs, but the jobs are not being created. They were expecting that things would be done in a manner that access to resources will be uniformly distributed, but that is not the situation we find ourselves.
Professor Gatti, government, before it took over in some of the campaign promises, made it clear that they were not coming to take loans. But we hear World Bank and other Bretton Woods institutions or foreign partners giving out loans. Is that the way to go? Is it a turnaround?
I think the reality is that there is no economy that will not depend on loans. Even when you go to Norway, there is some small element of loan they have, around 20% of what they have. But the point is that we need to borrow money for strategic and key infrastructure development of the country. And if we borrow money and it's not directed towards a key strategic infrastructure development of the country, that becomes problematic. And I ask the case right now, what the government told us that they are doing is debt profiling. And what it means is that you are just transferring your creditors from one creditor to another.
You heard Professor John Gatti, a senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School.